This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. This is a regular Monday feature designed to highlight some of your opportunities to become more informed and more engaged in the community around you. My content partner and co-host for these Monday get-togethers is Mary Morgan. Mary is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative. And Mary, are you the kind of person, or are you among the majority that wake up wishing for a second Sunday?
Oh my gosh. David, I just a few minutes ago read the news and I have a heavy heart. You know, we talk about local issues, but of course we live in the context of our country, and this is a really sad morning.
It is. One of the questions I posed earlier today to the audience was, is this going to affect the decisions you make when it comes to attending large music events, football games here in Ann Arbor, when you're in these confined spaces with no real easy manner of escape? Does it give you personally some pause about what you do and do not attend?
Well, it doesn't affect me in that way, but I tell you, I really, it saddens me to see the changes even within this community. So for example, concrete bunkers or concrete blocks are now going up at the ends of streets when streets are closed up, where you used to just have orange cones. And that's a direct response to perceived threats. And I fear that we are just sliding deeper and deeper into a country where we live in fear. And I feel we need to resist that. It's hard to do, though.
I would agree. My personal take was I will not allow these kinds of incidents to dictate what I do and do not do. Nonetheless, it certainly can give you pause. Now, every time one of these kinds of incidents takes place anywhere in the country, we look at one another and we tend to have arguments, depending on which side of the aisle you're on, as to whether or not we need more stringent gun control laws. Is this something you expect over the next week will pop up locally, throughout the state, and of course around the country?
Oh, for sure. You know, I was checking my social media this morning, and again, you know, the same predictable arguments on both sides are being put forth. And then somebody posted what I felt was really poignant, saying, you know, at this point, she just didn't feel things were going to change, that we've seen so many incidents. And every time you have these, you know, people come out on both sides, make the same arguments, and we just seem to be stuck as a nation and incapable of, acting. I personally think it's ridiculous that people can easily buy automatic weapons. I mean, I just don't think that's necessary. But I, you know, again, there are arguments on both sides that we'll hear, and I just don't get the sense, particularly from the current Congress, or state legislature, that we'll see any changes.
You are listening to Civic Matters. It is a regular Monday feature on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, alongside my content partner and the executive director of Civ City Initiative, Mary Morgan. Well, we talk about change, and certainly no matter what level of government you look at, particularly local, you do have agents of change, advocates for change. And the city of Ann Arbor is indeed changing. And coming up on Ann Arbor City Council's agenda tonight, there is a report on the September 12th Economic Development Summit that's going to probably result in a new task force that looks at a changing Ann Arbor.
That's true. And, you and I both have been around long enough to have sat through, I'm sure, our fair share of this kind of meeting, whether it's economic development or the future of our community, visioning. And so the city convened one last month. It was the first one since the city administrator, Howard Lazarus, has arrived in town. So that was new. And I think it was pretty clear. It was a six-hour event, and I attended the whole thing. I think it was pretty clear that their hope was the outcome would support the creation of a new advisory commission for the city. And in fact, that is what they intend to do. Howard Lazarus is planning to recommend that the city council create a new He's calling it an Ann Arbor Economic Health Task Force to give advice on policy to the city council and administration. So we have the Ann Arbor Spark organization, which serves the whole county, and the city certainly pays into that to support that effort. But it looks like that Howard Lazarus believes we need additional support focused on Ann Arbor.
In the formation of task force in the past, sometimes you get some very valid recommendations and in rather efficient time frames that can make change. Other times, task force seem to go nowhere. Is this one where you see does have a future that can impact the visioning of the new Ann Arbor?
Well, possibly. I think it depends on, as most things, it depends on who will be appointed. So that depends on, in part, who will offer up volunteer to serve on it. And I think that depending on who's who's on it, it could be a powerful advisory commission or task force. But I think that the things that the city administrator brings forward for the task force to consider will also be important. So if he's looking for new revenue sources, for example, and the night prior to the summit, there was a city council working session that looked at revenue sources, including a possible city income tax. So I think that revenues to support services will be a high priority for that group.
Once again, you're listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Mary Morgan. And, well, we'll talk about those who will be making decisions not only now but in the future. We are going to see some candidates on the ballot in November for Ann Arbor City Council. Three of the five wards have contested races, and those candidates will be gathering this week to debate whether or not they should be your choice. What do you know about the upcoming debates this week?
Well, I know that the League received the League of Women Voters, excuse me. Yes, the League of Women Voters, the Ann Arbor area, received over 60 questions from members of the public, which is great. You know, we talked about that last week. So it depends on what the League chooses to ask, but my guess is that there will be economic-related issues that are brought up, as well as
affordable housing, right?
Affordable housing, the tree line project is one, the library lot project. So people can tune in. It's tomorrow night, and you mentioned three wards. Wards 5, 4, and 2 are going to be there, and the other wards don't have any challengers this November. And if you don't know what your ward is, you should find out. ASAP.
That's right. And you have a couple of ways to do that. You can certainly check in with your city clerk, and then you can find out that way. And for information on the candidates, go to AnnArborVotes.org and the League of Women Voters website, vote411.org. Now, you mentioned the Tree Line Project, which is a $55 million project. It aims to improve the border-to-border trail. There's going to be some community opportunities there this week as well.
Yeah, they released a draft master plan last month, and on Wednesday there's going to be a community meeting at City Hall, 6:30 to 8:30, and I would encourage people to go if they have the opportunity to do that. They can ask questions of staff, give input into the project, learn a little bit more about what the plans are. This is a huge effort, very ambitious, and I think that the more input we can give on it, the better.
It is kind of important, I think, if you really want to be involved in your community, to understand where all the resources are. And as we talk a little bit about parks and the border-to-border trail, let's look at Washtenaw County as a whole. The county operates 13 parks, including the 141-acre County Farm Park and the Mary Lou Murray Recreation Center in Ann Arbor. There are other county parks and recs projects throughout. They're making it easier to find those parks and show exactly what those parks are offering us as a community, right?
Yes, they are. They've launched a new Park Finder device, which is available on your smartphone or mobile device. And it's easy to identify the nearest park and what amenities are there. I think the county park system often is under the radar, but it's quite extensive and has contributed, partnered with the city for some of the greenbelt property protection. There are 32 nature preserves, which are beautiful, and many of them have pathways through them. They're designed for people to go out and enjoy. So this is a new tool that's complementing what they've already had online on their Pick a Park or Preserve website. And I think it's great to see more accessibility and making it easier for people to use those taxpayer-supported parks and preserves.
What are your favorite parks to go visit in the summer, or in the fall or the spring, for that matter?
Well, the County Farm Park, I really love. It's, you know, to have such a large park right in our backyard is great. I mean, you know that I'm somewhat mobility constrained because I don't have a car. So I tend to pick places that are within walking or bus or scooter.
Well, that's my favorite too. And thank you very much for the time today, Mary. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of Civ City Initiative and our content partner for Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.